Hey everyone, welcome back to the Double Click Podcast. This week we're talking about other people. All right, welcome back. And this one's interesting. So I got to restate the title of this one. What we're actually talking about is when we're talking about other people.
So you're saying that we're people talking about other people talking about people.
Something like that, yeah. But I mean, basically it's the concept of like you and a good friend or something, or you're in a conversation and all of a sudden the conversation goes to someone else who is not present. Right? Because I mean, that's the line we're looking at here. And it's really, really an interesting line because, and just to let you know, this week and probably next week too is kind of spinning off of a recent sermon that we did that was really talking about judging from James chapter 2 and talking about distinction and how we look down at other people and put ourselves up. But I really wanted to kind of hone in today and kind of ask the question, what is it about us that makes us want to like stand? And that this is not, this isn't, we're going to use the word gossip, but we don't need to think of this traditionally as like a drama-filled individual. Like, there are certain people that, like, where, you know, you get the read that they just love and live on gossip.
Yeah.
But I think there's an aspect of no matter who you are, there's something that happens when you and a friend are somewhere and all of a sudden the subject of someone else comes up and you start to discuss it. And one of the big questions is, where is that line?
Yeah.
Like, when do you cross over into the
toxic talk?
Where does it become a negative? When do you start to judge somebody or gossip about somebody or put someone down behind their back? Because I feel like, especially in the Christian realm, that gets really gray really quick. And then even, I mean, it doesn't even have to be in a Christian circle, because what can happen is you can be notifying someone that someone is involved in a bad activity or made a bad decision, and then all of a sudden you can be like, that's sad.
Bless their heart.
Your recovery phrases, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, I'm going to gossip about somebody, but bless their heart, you know? And so it's like, but it's okay because we're sending them good wishes,
sending them good wishes. I like that. That's wonderful. But yeah, I think, like, how do we begin to identify this line? Because I think you can go to, like, the drastic side of it where literally you're, like, having a time of prayer for someone. And then you can go to the other side of it where you're just trashing them, right?
Yeah.
You're just like talking, like, I can't believe that's what they did. And then you start to get insulting and they're not even present.
Yeah. You ask the question initially, like, what is the draw to do that? And I think that's the question to answer first is, why do we have a desire to even go there? Like, what is it that draws us if we hear someone, you know, to the left of us talking about something and our ears kind of perk up and it's, oh, you know, why are we interested in that drama? Why are we interested in even flirting and going down that side of the line to where it's negative? And I think, you know, I think if we were honest, it's we all have drama. And so to know that someone else has got something going on, that's enticing to go, oh, well, I'm normal. I'm going to engage in what they're going on because it's going to make me feel better about the things that I'm going through.
Yeah, and I feel like it's like the only way I can describe it is like when you get into that conversation and you have that tidbit of information you're sharing with somebody that maybe they didn't know, and it's almost like for me I'm trying to analyze those moments when like I'm saying something, and normally on my end, on the heart stage, I can normally tell where my heart's at based on my internal reaction. So like, let's say you and me are talking and there's a, for lack of better phrasing, I mentioned something that I thought you knew about someone and what's going on in their life. If my instinct is, oh, he's leaning in and looking at me right now, he's paying attention to me, that's a negative instinct. If my instinct is, whoops, I wasn't supposed to say that, and I start to backpedal, like I'm trying to get way, way, way back off that line. And so I think, you know, I think the why in that is I think it, and this is me audibly processing myself, I think it's an attention thing. It's like, can you bring the best juicy nugget of emoting and drama to the conversation?
And I think it's a pride thing, too, to go, oh, I can't wait to tell Matt something that he doesn't know. Or pretend, I'm sure you knew this, knowing good and well you didn't know it,
right?
Because no one came to you and said that you had permission to know it.
Yeah, and it really comes back to, like, a, I can't get past it being a pride and self-worship type thing, right?
Right.
Like, it's all about you having the attention, you wanting somebody to lean in. And in a toxic way, I think sometimes it creates in us this expectation that you can't just go have a conversation with somebody, that you have to bring them like a hit of something. You got to bring them that little ounce of something, which creates this not only toxic rhythm in your conversations with this person or this group of people, but it also just really sets you up to have a really fake relationship with the person you're talking to.
Yes, that's exactly what I was just thinking, because you're not... So I think we are drawn to this type of talk because, one, it helps us to seem normal because other people have it. But here's the other piece of this. I think in a relationship context, if I'm talking about someone else, I'm not talking about myself. And so there's not accountability. So if I'm struggling with something and you know that, and the conversation's about me, we can have accountability. Hey, how are you doing in this? But if I come to you and talk about someone else and you latch onto that, now we're not talking about us. We're not growing in our relationship. Our relationship becomes superficial and shallow and surface level because all we're doing is exchanging negative information about people and not diving into our relationship. So really, you're not just talking about someone else. You're damaging the relationships that you have around you because that seed of that relationship is falling on shallow ground. It's not able to take root because you're not diving in deep in conversations about each other, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. And I think there's also the instances where we might not be the ones who are stating, like, we're crossing the line in what we're saying, but we're digging in with people. Hey, how's so-and-so doing?
Yeah.
Because you know this event happened historically or whatever's going on, and so you want to dig in. And this is where, as a believer, it gets tough, because there's sometimes it's genuine concern, but there's sometimes, like, you're just trying to get affirmation of yourself, right? And I think that's what's, like, that's where I struggle. Look, confession time. All right.
Listen up.
Here we go. That's where I struggle with prayer requests and the way they're handled a lot of times. Because, one, a lot of times they only focus on the earthly. You know, it's something that is only affected earthly, and that's most of our experience, so I get that. It's probably always going to be that. But I also kind of get the vibe that it's like a different version sometimes of us Christianizing the drama hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a, I'm using air quotes here, a holy way to ask or a holy way to check in.
Yeah.
But really, the motive behind it is just as deceitful and dishonest and earthly.
Yeah,
and
so as we were kind of pre-talking about this, we said, okay, so give us some characteristics of how do we know when we're having a conversation about somebody who's not present when we're not crossing the drama line.
Yeah, it's okay, it's good, right?
And the word you brought up, which was a super big Christian, like high ivory tower word, which was edification.
Yes.
It's for the betterment of the individual. And so I think that's one thing right out of the gate, that if it's not for the betterment of the individual, or I'll stretch this out, or it's not damaging to that individual, but it's for the betterment of the person or yourself in the conversation, meaning like, hey, I had a friend who experienced this, and this is what they experienced, so you need to be aware of this as you make this decision or move to this action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's not for the sake of edification across the board, big red light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And so I think, like, here's what's as I'm talking about this, here's what my mind, and this is going to sound like I'm jumping ship, but I think culturally we've moved, and I think everybody can agree this, like, news in general the last 20 years has moved from fact stating to drama on no matter what source. And I'll go as far as this one, sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so, I struggle to watch sports talk shows or listen to radio on sports talk now, because 70% of it is about an action somebody took, and then it's a bunch of people sitting around, and it's not just analyzing, could you have called a better play? Hindsight, what do you have done? What do we need to do moving forward?
Right.
It's, this person's good, this person's bad, this person posted this on social media, therefore they need to be da-da-da.
Yeah.
And so what it does is it creates a culture within us,
because
I think that's where I get myself in trouble in training myself to be okay gossiping about people that are around me, is because I will go after a celebrity, or I will go after a public figure, or I will go after a coach, and it'll be okay having that conversation, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, you make a good point with edification. It's not just about the person that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's full circle. So is that person Are you edifying them? Is the talk edifying in regards to yourself? Are you putting yourself in a place in a light that makes you feeding into negativity, into drama? Or are you putting yourself in a place that paints you in the light of, hey, I'm speaking positively, I'm building people up? And then thirdly, and most importantly, you know, is this edifying to the Lord? Is this honoring His name? Is this giving Him glory? And again, not in a superficial, fake, oh, bless their heart, you know, I'm probably going to pray for that person, you know, like, no, are we really glorifying God in our talk? And if any of those things aren't present, if we're not building up the name of Christ, if we're not building up the other person, and we're not, and I don't want to say building up ourselves, but if we're not putting ourselves in a high integrity situation, then we shouldn't be having that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think one way, and this was another question, so we're creating a question list for us to, like, as we're in a conversation with somebody and somebody else comes up. And I think at the end of this, like, one question, and we didn't even talk about this one, but I think one thing we process is, like, what happens when you find yourself in the middle of it? Either you brought it up or somebody brought it up, and you're three or four statements in, and all of a sudden you can tell the group you're in that you're starting to hit those rev-up laps of drama. Well,
I think it goes back to what I just said on edification and having yourself in the mix, because an integrity to go, hey, guys, this started one way, and I feel like this conversation took a turn, you know? And I just, let's...
Can I ask you a bold question?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
How do you say that to a group of people?
Yeah, because this is everybody listening. So this is Matt and Justin getting on a tangent right now. I've been in conversations with Justin where he can say direct phrases like that, and everybody's good with it, and the conversation rolls on.
Yeah. Well, I think it just depends on knowing your audience, right? So if it's me and you, I can easily go, hey, we've abandoned the ship here. We're going off the rails. If it was somebody else that maybe I don't have that close of a relationship with, I'd put it on myself to go, hey guys, I'm sorry. I'm feeling pretty uncomfortable with kind of where the conversation is going. So I wanna, you know, I'm not bashing anybody, but I think we either need to change the subject or I need to bow out of the conversation. And then I'm the first stone that gets rolling, right? I've put it on me, and then hopefully other people will follow suit. But again, that edification and us being, I don't know, the people that kind of encourage edification in the conversations that we have, you know, we have a responsibility to edify others, to glorify God, and to also make sure we're having conversations with integrity and that are honoring.
Dude, I'm glad you shared that, because that's helping me, like, process. Because I mean, like here's the cue that went off in my brain. So I'm thinking through, like, end up in those conversations on a Sunday morning. Number one, if I can go in my mind, is this edifying? Like, if I can ask that question, that's an easy alert. And then I can go, okay, I need to put it on myself to make sure this stays as an edifying conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's ways you can navigate that in a conversation. Now, I do think there are extremes. I think there are certain settings. Maybe it's the people you go to lunch with. Maybe it's this group of friends. Yeah. You get in where there is such a long habit of bashing that it's just like, you know what, I don't need to engage with that.
Yeah,
you
know? At all. You don't go to lunch with those people anymore.
And the deal is with, because in those situations, and I've been in these, is where when you step into that mood, right, with that group of people, and you find yourself trying to not be the gossip chain, not be the slander person, along with the way the conversation is going, it exhausts you.
Yeah.
It absolutely exhausts you.
Well, and it's a temptation, and if you have a relationship with those people, chances are you're gonna fall into that. So it's best just to avoid that altogether. And I want to reiterate too, in kind of determining what's this line here. This doesn't mean when we're talking about edification and positivity, that doesn't mean that you have to have in every conversation ignore the truth of what needs to be said. Like, you know, abandoning and forsaking truth in the name of love. In God's word, it says speak truth and love to people. So there may be a time that something's uncomfortable for someone to hear, or you need to process with someone about a situation that's going on.
Yeah, that's the next question.
So again, it's a, they're not just happy, positive conversations, and that's how you determine if it's gossip or not. No, that's not what we're saying. There may be hard conversations, but again, are all parties, including the Lord, edified and built up in what you're saying? Are people being pointed at and talked down to in that conversation.
Yeah, I think you said something I want to go back to, and this one's tough.
Yeah.
Because I definitely think there's a point where, you know, and once again, as somebody who counsels people a lot, there's a lot of times you'll encounter something that you are seeking the edification of that person. And so you're having to go to a very trusted outside source, and you're not using names or anything, but what you're trying to do is process.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how do I advise? How do I help in this situation? What do I do in that situation? And I think that's the same thing as that edification line.
Yeah.
But also brings us to another one, and this is a normal, another red light when I'm in a conversation with people that I go, and I've got to be careful on this one, because I am, like, I feel like I'm super transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want the truth to be out there, and that's about me and everything else. So, like, I've never been good at being the fake happy pastor.
Mm.
Like, I just can't, like, if things aren't going well, like, my face shows it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, and so, but where I get myself in trouble is, like, different people handle that differently, not in a bad way. And so one of the questions I always ask is, do I have permission to share?
Yeah.
Like, has that person explicitly told me, or do I know them well enough that it is okay to share this information with the general audience, with this person I'm talking to, whatever? And if it's not edifying, you don't have permission. Like, if you can check those two boxes before you say something, or as you're hearing something coming in on the conversation, there's not a lot of room of error left.
And it's not a permission and, yeah, I think they'd be okay with it. It's a, if you want to make sure that you're being intentional and edifying about in the conversations, if I go and talk to Matt and he shares something with me that I'm like, man, I need some counsel on how to work with him or walk with him through this, then I need to go to Matt and go, hey man, thank you for sharing. Do I have permission to kind of share this with so-and-so? Won't use any names, but just kind of get there. You know what I mean? I think that asking explicitly for permission can get you out of a lot of trouble or keep you from crossing over into a gossip line because then it's Matt gave me permission. He knows I'm going to take this to another believer or someone else that I trust to get counsel from and to be able to come back to him and go, oh, here's some great advice.
Right. And then because the deal is, if you don't, there's the danger line of, and I've always found this phrase funny. Y'all were talking about me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we were, but that always has a negative connotation, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we could have been like, hey, Justin's wearing a nice shirt today. And then Justin walks in the room and be like, were you guys talking about me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or hey, I'm not going to tell you who I'm talking about, but it's a pastor here at the church. He's kind of tall, has a goatee, black hair.
I was on Michael.
Yeah. So, like, that's not right either, right? You can't just ask for permission and edify people and edify the Lord whenever you're talking about people.
Yeah. And so, this is my last check, all right? So we've talked about the edification. We've talked about the permission. My last one is this, is am I engaged with what's going on with the person I'm talking about? And here's what I mean by that. So there's a lot of times I'll be in a situation where somebody will be, a person will come up that's had a struggle, is going through something, whatever, and be like, well, hey, how are they doing? And that's like your church setup question on, hey, give me a little bit of drama. Or they just genuinely care and they don't really mean that, but that temptation's there. And a lot of times, if I can be in the middle of that, and this is one of those conversation stoppers, like if it's starting to take a swell, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm grabbing lunch with them this week. Or hey, I had lunch with them last week. And then all of a sudden, you can feel it change in the conversation of like, oh, like you're like talking with them.
Right.
You know, like you're on the inside.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one a lot of times, like, as a pastor, when a family's going through a lot of stuff or a person's going through a lot of stuff, their best friend becomes a great resource.
Yeah.
Because then you're not getting, and this is the other danger of it, like if enough people say, did you hear about so-and-so, by the time they tell you what they heard about so-and-so, it's not true anyway.
Well, and that's a great point. As people realize that you're on the inside or you're taking action, this may be another good kind of rule of thumb here to go, the things that you're talking about with another person. So person A is not in the room and you're talking about person A with person B, right? Would you ask those questions and would you say those statements if person A was in the room?
Yeah.
If that person that you're talking about was in the room, would you say those things and ask those things? Meaning, if you heard something and that person was in the room and you're comfortable going, hey, are you all right? How are things going? Are you healthy? You know, you would be comfortable asking those things, but maybe there's a question or maybe there's a thought that you had that you really don't want that other person to know, but you're going to ask their friend about it, or you're going to ask somebody else about it. So if you wouldn't ask that with the person or say that with the person in the room, chances are it's probably gossip and probably a non-edifying thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And see, that's a line I've got to watch, because, like, how do I describe my perception of myself in this? Like, going back to the I'm a pretty open person. So a lot of times I have to remind myself, even though I would be okay with somebody sharing this about with me not there, they might not be.
Right.
And so I can't always use the, well, would you say it to their face if they were standing right here? Yes, I would make that same joke. Why? Right. Because Matt's slightly insensitive and doesn't understand. Yeah, I don't know, whatever. But I've got to watch that line. Like, that's a very, very careful line with me because of my personality. And so that's something I have to know, that one I have to be crazy restrictive about.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we thank you for listening. Just to sum up, if you're wondering what that line is, we just defined it with three different words. Are you engaged with the individual? Are you edifying? And do you have permission? Hopefully that was helpful. Hopefully with some of what Justin shared about how to navigate once you get into those conversations, it was edifying to you.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.